Welcome to the Couple Money Podcast. If you're looking to become financially free together, this is your show. Here's your host, Elle Martinez.
Thanks for joining me on today's episode of the Couple Money Podcast. With the upcoming arrival of our second baby, my husband and I have been thinking more and more about how things will be changing with the family dynamics. Even though we are less stressed about certain things this time around, we still have plenty of questions and concerns about what to expect. To prepare myself and other couples for this transition, I asked another parent, Jay Money from Budgets Are Sexy, to be on the show. In today's episode, I asked Jay for his take and thoughts on the differences between getting ready for the first child and second one, when they decided to have more than one kid, how they found the right childcare for their family, and the financial and parental realities of keeping up with two young ones in the house. Happy to say that he relieved some of my concerns and gave me ideas on how we can balance work with our soon-to-be bigger family. As always, please chime in on the site to share your own family stories. Having different perspectives can be incredibly helpful. Just tweet me at cmoneypod or leave a message at couplemoneypodcast.com. Besides running the popular site Budgets Are Sexy, Jay is also the mastermind behind Rockstar Finance and has tackled numerous projects, including Love Drop, which helped deserving families around the country. Forbes recently profiled Jay for having grown his net worth to over $400,000. During that time, he and his wife also became parents to two beautiful boys. Curious to see how they balanced it all? One of my first questions was about how they prepared.
Did you know right away that you wanted to have maybe a baby fund? How did that work out?
When we first found out we were pregnant, it was actually interesting. So we'd been trying for almost 2 years and thought maybe something was wrong. We started doing like kind of tests and stuff. And so, and this was in the middle of when we were doing Love Drop, when we were going around the country and raising money to help families. And I was on a Love Drop actually helping a family with three kids. They had triplets and they had no money at all. They were, you know, in a trailer park and they just needed some help. So I was there literally shopping at Babies R Us. I've never shopped there. We were there for 6 hours. We had to spend like $1,200 that we raised to get them, you know, diapers and all this other stuff. The whole day I was in there, all these babies were like staring at me. I was like, what is going on here? These babies are freaking me out. I mean, I like them, but I just haven't been around babies, you know? We get out 6 hours. I get in the car. My wife calls me and says, you know, I hope you're sitting down. We're pregnant. And I was like, well, like it just is a total shock because I knew we'd been trying. But I was just like, well, there's something wrong. So it was really shocking for me to find out. And at that point, it kind of just started, you know, I started really planning from that point forward. I don't really do well at planning until something, you know, is here. And so I just started paying attention to, you know, career stuff, how much money we had saved up. I started putting more money into savings. And I kind of didn't really know what to expect, you know, and everyone kind of tells you things and gives you tips and advice. But I mean, usually like we just figure it out as we go, you know.
How did you guys like come up with, I guess, a goal of what to save? Because that's, like you said, everyone has their own advice and their own take on it. What made you two feel comfortable?
To be honest, I just saved as much as I could. Like there was no goal. And I don't know if that's good or bad, but I was just like, well, you know, there's my phone going off. Save as much as we can. And then try, like we started, besides saving money, we started looking at like, cause we go like yard sales and so that, we started picking up a lot of the used clothes, talking to family. So all like a lot of our family started giving us, you know, gently used stuff. And people would give us like gift cards. So we kind of saved, but more so tried to figure out how to get like all the hand-me-down stuff. You know, and I don't know a lot of people like that. Maybe they don't, but that was like the clothes. It was like the biggest thing. We got so much help with free clothes, you know, and they grow out. I mean, Man, some of these shirts they wear like two times and they're done.
As you may recall with an earlier show on saving for a baby, my husband and I did pick an amount and we based it on estimates for the hospital bill, the time off I needed to recuperate and adjust, baby gear, and a buffer for those wonderful surprises that tend to happen with life. Besides the money situation, though, one thing I was worried about this time around was the day-to-day reality of having to take care of two little ones. We're excited for sure, but I was still wondering, how do you divvy up your time and energy to make sure both kids are cared for? Thankfully, Jay put my mind at ease.
Yeah, no, it does, because I had two thoughts when I found out we were pregnant the second time. The first was awesome, like my boy's going to have a little buddy to play with. Like that was the very first thing that came through my mind. The second one was like, crap, what if I don't like love him as much, you know? And it's freaky because you spend all your time focusing on one and everything is there, all the love, all the time. And then with the second one, it's like, this is so weird because you kind of have to split your time. Oh, and then it's like your brain is, you know, it's kind of like working on multiple projects. Like it's hard to focus 100% and then you're always wondering about the other one. So it's a really interesting thing. I actually thought it would be a lot, I guess, easier because we already knew what to expect. So it seems like the baby stage is going by a lot faster and it's not very surprising. But what's more surprising is how we're always like one-on-one. And then like I get like used to like hanging out with one. And then I'll switch to the other one for a little while. And then I'm like, have to start over and get used to that. So it's like a weird kind of thing. But the answer to the love one is you do have enough love to go around. It's more of like a logistical kind of craziness. You know, it's no longer like taking turns watching. Now you're both in charge. At least in our family, we're both kind of in charge of one. And then we kind of take turns and that kind of stuff. But yeah, it's always something. Oh, man, the other thing too is getting sick, right? Like when your kid gets sick. You know, usually you pass it around.
Yeah.
But now there's two shots for both your kids to get sick. So it only takes one of them. And then everyone else gets sick and the other kid gets sick. And that's like the hard part. And ours are in daycare, which, you know, speeds up the sickness even more. But yeah, and then that's like double cost. I mean, yeah, two is, I don't know. Like it was just, this is like a crazy, I didn't expect a lot of it, but it's just interesting to see how it works, you know.
When did you guys realize that maybe you wanted to have another kid? Was it kind of always been the plan or did that come up later?
It's always been the plan to have kids in general.
Okay.
And I actually, I guess I liked it when I know I want something and I'm excited, I kind of put it off for a while because I like the idea of thinking about it first. Mm-hmm. So it took us like 5 or 6 years in order to have the first one. And then we had that 2 year, you know, problem time. And then, so once we had our first one, we were like, yes, we're definitely going to have a second one. Our main fear was what if it takes us 2 years again? Or, you know, maybe it was just a fluke and we can't have another one. So I think like after our first was, I don't know, like 8 or 9 months, maybe 10 months, we started talking about it more seriously, you know, cause once you have the first one, like my wife and you're probably saying, we're like, nope, don't even talk to me about it. Right? Like, give me time. Right. But then you forget like the crazy nights. You're like, yeah, I can have another one. And so when we decided that, we thought, all right, well, we better get started because it could take us 2 years, right?
Yes.
The very first time we got pregnant, that was like mind blowing. I thought it was a joke. So for us, we had planned it for sure. We just started early thinking it was going to take a while.
Just as I had kept track of our little one's expenses for the first few years on Couple Money, Jay also had a series on their baby-related expenses. As you can imagine, it can be enlightening and just a little bit scary to see the totals added together.
I was following your series because I had done a series with my little one. You know, personal finance blogger, you want to track everything. And
right.
You know, I was looking at some of your biggest expenses. You were putting like daycare, medical, and college savings. Which ones would you say were like the biggest surprise when you looked at the numbers?
The biggest surprise I think is always daycare. Because I don't know, it's just crazy that, it costs like a mortgage, like our daycare now, to give you a perspective, and it depends where you live and everything like that too, right? when we're in the when we were closer to DC, it was just outrageous. We're a little farther away now, but still, I mean, we pay almost I want to say $1,900, maybe $2,000 a month, right? And our mortgage and our rent, we have two places, are like in the 1600s. So it's way over our mortgage, first of all, you know. And I know it in my head, but when I see it adding up, you know, like when we like we tracked our how much our first kid cost, I think for 20 something months. And when I found out we were having the second, I was like, there's no way in hell I'm going to track that. And then, oh, gosh, you know. But yeah, always seeing those numbers. I think when we stopped tracking. Oh, here. Yeah. So on my blog, 29 months I did it for, and daycare cost almost $11,000. And that was only with for one kid. So at two, you know, I mean, I don't even want to actually add it up, to be honest with you. So the daycare, you know, and some people don't have daycare, or they have friends or family watch, and or they don't believe in it, or they homeschool, whatever the case is, right? Everyone has something. So I just keep saying, you know what, it's a phase, they get older, they're not in daycare any longer, and then you're gonna feel a lot better when you can use that money towards, you know, something else. So
that's good. So how did you guys go through that process of deciding, okay, daycare is going to be the best option for our family? Like, how did you look for the right daycare and so forth?
Yeah, well, I'll say first, like, so like I, you know, I'm a blogger, obviously, and I work from home. So one of the shot, like I tried watching him a couple times a week, which is fine. But anyone who has kids knows it's not like, oh, go do this and I'll go work on my stuff. It just doesn't, you know, doesn't ever work. And, oh, I'll do that nap time. Like, that doesn't happen, you know. So I realized quickly that I couldn't keep up even 2 days a week with him. My wife is working on her dissertation for PhD for years. And so, you know, she can't work on that and do kids. So we had to decide first, all right, let's get our own career stuff done and let's put him in daycare. Once we decided that, yeah, we just started looking around at the places and seeing what we felt like. We visited a lot. I think we visited three or four in each city we lived, because we moved recently. And we just walked around, we asked like a ton of questions, and we just kind of wanted to get a good vibe from it. And then asked like friends and family, like the friends and family, what they recommend was like what we started with, because we knew at least like they are happy there. You know, and so we ended up picking one that was a little bit more expensive, but a lot of our family liked them. And it was just got like, everyone was like cheerful, you know, like we'd go to others and all the kids were crying and like no one was like watching them and they were rude to us. And I was like, this is just a completely drastic change, you know, but it was cheaper, you know? So yeah, I think looking around a lot and visiting a lot is very, very helpful, you know, when you're deciding this kind of stuff.
Definitely. And you guys went through through it a second time with your next little boy. How did you prepare differently if you did? You know, what did you learn the first time around? You're like, okay, I got this down.
Yeah, I think I prepared more like for like career work, you know, blogging, hustle stuff. I knew that there'd be like a good month to 2 months where like I wouldn't have time to do everything. So I tried to like get a lot of stuff out of the way as possible. And I kind of prepared myself more and I knew like, hey, you're not going to sleep. You know, and everyone says you're not going to sleep, but you don't understand it until you're like not sleeping. Right. And then all those people are like, oh, just call me or do this. Like, yeah, right. Like you're sleeping. You don't want me to bother you. You know. So that part I was prepared for, which is good. You know, but, I think, you know, I'm one of the, my wife plans a lot more. She's probably a better person to talk about this, but I kind of just brace for it and then I just take it on as soon as it like hits me, you know?
Yeah.
And I'm still like, our second is now almost 9 months old and I'm still not sleeping and still like really adjusting. It's taken a lot longer than the first one. Mm-hmm. So it's still like, you're always learning and trying to figure out the best way to handle your own career stuff with your kids, you know, and family time. And, you know, I think that's the hardest part, at least for me. You know, when you're working online, as you know, there's you can work unlimited. Everyone's working all hours and minutes all around the world. You know, like no one stops. So to separate yourself from work and kids, I find is a lot harder when you work online than say like when I went to a 9-to-5 and as soon as I left, I knew for the most part I was done, you know. So it's kind of that part I'm still trying to deal with. But yeah, other than that, I mean, It's just a crazy, crazy ride.
And finally, I did have one last question. If you could give advice, the now you as a dad could give advice to the you that just found out he's going to be a father, what would that be?
It would be that all my work and online stuff isn't as important as I thought it was. You know, it's taken me, I guess my oldest is 2.5. Yeah, so pretty much 2.5 years to kind of figure out, like, if your blog doesn't get paid attention to, like, that was my biggest thing, right? Like, having kids going through, I'm always in the back of my head, like, make sure the blog's up, make sure nothing's happening, right? Like, I was constantly in fear,
yeah.
Maybe because I do it full time and it's not like a side thing as much anymore. But whatever the case is, I'm that was like always like up in the forefront. And now, like, when I see my kid or doing something, and it kills me too, if he's like, oh, daddy, like, do you have to work? Like, when we're playing, I'm like, oh gosh, this is horrible. Like, I don't want him thinking like this, you know? So like now, like, that's like my number one thing. I fear being like that dad who like works all the time and the kids, like, you know, it just kills me, you know? And I spend all the time I'm not working, I'm with my kid. So that part's good. It's just, I don't want to be with him and thinking about work at the same time, if that makes sense, you know? And I don't know if that goes away and I don't know or what, but that's the one thing from before. Hey, like, your blog, like, yeah, some people read it, but at the end of the day, like, that's not like the most important thing, you know?
Yeah.
So that's probably the one thing I'm learning, and I would tell myself to just quit, you know, being so serious about it.
I want to thank Jay again for being on the show. No matter whether you have kids or not, it is possible to build up your family and your finances. Please remember, subscribing to the podcast is free and easy, plus you'll be getting the newest episodes as soon as they release. We're available on iTunes, SoundCloud, and Stitcher. We also have the feed available on the site, so you can grab it on whatever service you prefer. If you enjoyed the show, could you please stop by on iTunes and leave a review? Or if you're on social media, could you please spread the word on your favorite episode? I would really appreciate it, and it would get the word out about the Couple Money Podcast. Until next time, please take care.